Hey, good morning. 7 minutes after 9 o'clock. It's got a little bit of light snow, and it is showing up on radar, too. Windy and 32 degrees. Thank you very much. Let us be a part of your morning, part of your day, and part of your life. Well, it is National Public Health Week going on this week, and all week long, I keep saying this, one of my favorite weeks, because I get to talk to everybody from Richland County Public Health. Talking with Miranda this morning, Miranda and Andrew. Miranda, we'll start with you. What is your main job over there at Richland County at Public Health?
So my main job at Public Health is to write grants and then carry out the objectives that we write to focus on health promotion and prevention.
And that's a huge job. I mean, there's a lot that goes into that. Tell us a little bit about some of the grants that you're working on right now.
Sure. So I have two grants that I'm currently working on. One is we call it the cancer grant. It's through the North Dakota Comprehensive Cancer Control Program, and we've received this funding over the last several years. And it's basically to educate individuals on cancer prevention. And this year we changed up our topic, and I'm really excited about this, to focus on cancer survivorship.
Boy, that is such an important topic. Now, kind of thumbnail it for us here, Miranda. Who specifically is considered a cancer survivor?
Sure. So a definition of a cancer survivor is any person with a history of cancer from the time of diagnosis through the remainder of their life. So, and because the number of cancer survivors is projected to increase in upcoming years due to an increase in prevention measures, early detection, and treatment advances.
Mm-hmm. Good stuff. And the ACS, what are they saying about this, too, as far as numbers?
So currently, the American Cancer Society, which is the ACS, there are 38,430 cancer survivors in North Dakota, and then 350 or more in our community alone.
Unbelievable. So what can you tell us about cancer? It's called cancer survivorship. What is this about?
Sure. So like I said, it's from the time you're diagnosed throughout the remainder of your life. It's complex. It can encompass the person's physical, emotional, social, and spiritual well-being. So living with or beyond cancer, it not only affects the person, but it affects their family, friends, and caregivers. So we really wanted to do something to focus on cancer survivors, and include their family and friends and anybody that's really affected by cancer.
Absolutely. And let's talk a little bit about some of the entities that are involved, some of the places that are dealing with cancer patients and survivors.
Yes. So I've been working with some really great entities. Relay for Life we've been working together. American Cancer Society, Cares for Cancer, CHI Health at Home, and then the Roger Maris Cancer Center. So they've helped us. We set out to determine what cancer survivors really wanted or what they were interested in. So we did a survey. These entities helped us get that survey out. We got some really good information. And now we're just trying to figure out what to do. We do have an event coming up for cancer survivors. And we're having two speakers from the Sanford Survivorship Program from Fargo. And then also a cancer survivor from our community is going to be speaking at that event. And that's on May 12th from 6:30 to 8 at City Brew Hall. And it's free and it's for anybody affected by cancer. So if you're a survivor, friend, family, or just community in general, if you're interested in learning more about survivorship, it would be a great event to come to.
So tell us a little bit, Miranda, about your newsletter, too, your biannual newsletter that comes out. What is in that?
Yep. So this is going to be really exciting, too. I think we get to subject matter experts are going to write articles about cancer survivorship and then also cancer survivors from our community. I've been seeking out people that would be interested in writing their experience, any tricks, you know, that they've done to stay healthy, whether it be physical or emotional or spiritual, any of that I talked about before. So I'm really excited to get that out and to have the community help with that.
Is that rewarding for you, getting all this stuff put together? It must be, I would think, day to day.
Yeah, it's very rewarding. In my past work history, I did work for home health and hospice. So I worked with a lot of cancer survivors and it's amazing. I love the work, and I know our community is, you know, they're such great supporters.
And definitely inspiring, too. You got to be inspired a lot, too,
definitely.
Would think. Well, tell us about some of the other stuff that you're working on right now.
Sure. So I also work with the State Opioid Response Grant, And I'm sure people have probably seen me, heard about this in the community, about the Narcan we've been trying to get out. So Narcan is a medication that reverses an opioid overdose. And opioid overdoses can be accidental or, so like with prescription medication, you know, you take too much or you take it with something else like alcohol or a sleeping pill or something.
Mm-hmm.
And you can overdose that way potentially. And then there's also the illegal drugs too, like the heroin that you mm-hmm. could overdose on.
Right.
And I know a lot of people have seen in the news that overdoses are going up again. You know, we kind of made some headway with that. And now with COVID and people being more secluded and more mental health and substance abuse problems, you know, it's becoming more prevalent again, even in our community. So
right.
It really is important. And if anybody wants Narcan, if anybody's listening and they feel like they know somebody that could be at risk for an overdose, they can contact us at the health department, and we have free Narcan to give out with a little bit of education.
Okay, fantastic. Boy, it sounds like you cover a lot of ground and cover a lot of bases over there at Public Health.
Yes.
Yep. But you love it, don't you?
I do, yeah.
Yeah, I could tell just by the passion in your voice. Miranda, thank you so much.
Thank
you. For stopping by here. We're going to switch gears, turn it over to Andrew. Andrew, good morning. Good to see you again.
Good to see you too there, Bill.
And tell us a little bit about some of the services you offer residents of Richland County.
Yeah, I'm actually a home health nurse at Richland County. So we actually offer nursing by the registered nurse. We also do telehealth monitoring, INR monitoring for people that are on Coumadin. And also we offer a home health aide.
Okay. And tell us a little bit about some of the reasons. I know this is a big question for you, but some of the reasons you or your family member might need home health.
Yeah, you know, I think the big reason is, you know, people are recently hospitalized and they need to help with their medications. They've had added or changed, or they just don't know how to take those medications, or even just to the point that their blood pressure medication has been adjusted and they need a little bit more monitoring. With that, the physician could also order it for us to come in and do like the monitoring, or let's say if you need just help with a bath throughout the day or something like that, that is also something that we're able to help you out with there as well.
Okay. And you know, as far as dietary changes and things like that, you're available for that.
We are. Yep.
So, Andrew, when a nurse comes to the home, what goes on? What can people expect?
Yeah. You know, it always sounds like a scary subject or a scary thing to start with. But, you know, we tailor all of our visits to the patient's needs. Our first visit is just to get to know you, get to know what your goals are. And then our subsequent visits are visits to help reach those goals. There. They include listening to your heart and lungs, blood pressures, as well as any other assistance you need with medication setup or foot care or any education on chronic disease management or anything along those lines to continue to keep you in your home.
So that's what happens when a nurse shows up. Now, let's move to the home health aides. When a home health aide comes into the home, what happens then?
Yep. So when our home health aide comes in to assist with showering, she also can help with hair care, skin care. And there's also other varying needs and levels of assistance for everybody. And we tailor it individually to every person as well. It could be as simple as you might not feel as safe getting into the shower as we are getting older and starting to feel a bit more unsteady on our feet. And it could be even to the point of, you know, everything that a home health aide does is overseen by a registered nurse or a social worker.
Okay. Now, we've been hearing a lot, Andrew, about telehealth monitoring. What is this all about?
So our telehealth monitoring is a little different. You know, it's not the face-to-face type monitoring, but our telehealth monitoring system actually is equipment that we put into the home, and then we actually can monitor your blood pressure, your pulse, your oxygen saturation level, your weight. So if people are like on CHF or COPD, we can watch for little cues before they turn into bigger ones mm-hmm. and end up being hospitalized for things. We try to catch it on the front end versus going into the hospital. So that's a good thing that we're able to do. It actually shows up right on our computers in the office, so we're able to see everything through there.
Point of care monitoring, Andrew, what is this about?
Yeah, so as I said, you know, us registered nurses are able to do INR monitoring systems. Our point of care monitoring is just the type of INRs that we get. So we can just poke the finger when we're in the home, get your INR level, call the clinic. And then if we need to do any adjustments with Coumadin or anything like that, that's something that we do right there in the home. So it saves a trip to the doctor and that type of stuff.
Boy, what a great resource. So if people are listening to this, Andrew, and they're saying to themselves, I want these services for myself or a family member, what's the next step?
Well, any patient or a family member can call the Richland County Health Departments. Our number is 701-642-7735 and ask for one of the home health nurses. A nurse will discuss your needs and contact your primary care physician. And then once we get orders coming from them, we will come to your home and do that initial visit. Like I said, get to know you and a little bit more of the needs that you need. And then after that, we'll continue to go through that and work towards those goals to keep you home.
Okay. And as far as paying for this and insurances and such, who pays for home health services?
Yeah, there's actually a lot of ways to pay for home health services. Medicare and Medicaid are probably what a lot of people have heard of in the past, but there are actually private insurances as well as the VA or the Veterans Administration will also pay for help to come to your home as well. You know, you also have the option to pay for your services on your own, what we call a private pay, as well. And we have a fee scale that we use that is income based, as well. So
okay.
We try to make it affordable and easy for people to get to.
And that's the out-of-pocket expense, too.
Right.
Okay.
Yep.
So what is the best-kept secret about Richland County's home health services?
You know, I think the biggest thing is that you don't have to be homebound to receive services. As we talked about before, the VA, Medicaid, private pay, a lot of those really don't need to have anybody or to stay home and
right.
be homebound to receive services. You still can kind of go about and do things that you need to do throughout the day and still have that extra help to stay at home as well.
Right. Now, as far as your mission statement and some of the main goals at Richland County Home Health, what are they?
Yep. You know, our biggest goal is to keep the residents of Richland County living in their homes as long as possible.
Okay, and that is so important, and that is so key,
yep.
I know, to a lot of people. And I like this, to get the right care, make the right call, and that's to Richland County Public Health. And if people want some more information about home health or any of the things we've talked about, they
right.
can contact
They can
you.
Contact us, and what we do is try to make sure we direct you to the right people to get what you need done.
Fantastic. Miranda, Andrew, thank you so much for stopping by here and taking time out of your busy day. I appreciate it.
Yep, thank you, Bill.
Thank you.
Bet. National Public Health Week going on this week, and we'll wrap things up with more conversations tomorrow with the crew over at Richland County Public Health. It's 9:20 here at the Voice of the Valley, AM 1450, KBMW. Good morning.
Hi, my name is Takia, and a little thing that I love about the Smokehouse Barbecue Bacon Sandwich is when I take a bite, it's the perfect blend from the bacon to the cheese. It's perfection.
Hey, I'm Katora, and a little thing I love about the Chick-fil-A mac and cheese is it kind of melts in your mouth, so you know it's creamy, cheesy, and delicious. This gooey mac makes me cheese every time.
Order dinner delivered on the Chick-fil-A app today. Delivery fee and other restrictions apply. Real guests paid for their testimonials.
Ray Magliazzi here for eBay Motors. So you have to drive 300 miles to your cousin's wedding. Okay, so it's his fourth. But you know what they say, fourth time's the charm. Well, here's the problem. Your tires are as bald as I am. But lucky for you, eBay...